Welcome to the Daily Grind Podcast. I'm Justin Miller.
I'm Dustin Hoffman.
It's going to be the last one for a while.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to do another one.
I'm thinking after the new year.
After the new year? Oh, okay. I was thinking like 2025 or something.
Okay. Depends how we feel after the break.
Right. Well, I got some days off coming up.
Yeah.
Do you actually have some days off coming
no,
up?
No, I don't.
Oh. How dare you take more than one day vacation a year?
I am really eyeing January to take some serious time off.
As opposed to your non-serious time off, or what?
Yes, I'm like legit, like a week or two off.
Can this place function without you for 2 weeks?
I'd like to think so.
Oh, I think for the most part it can function.
But
there's always those few hitches in the giddy up, as it were.
I would question whether I can go a day without receiving some sort of text message or phone call with a question.
That's because he never lets us do anything, and then all of a sudden we got to figure it out.
I don't do anything around here anymore.
We know. Never did before either.
Anyway,
we got a conclusion of something today, don't we?
I'm not even hungry, so I don't even. We're going to talk about food, and I'm not hungry.
I actually kind of am.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Yesterday we started the list of the regular foods you may not have realized are actually quite gross from the website Cheat Sheet. We're going to continue the list today. Up next is shrimp.
What?
Yeah.
Shrimp is delicious.
No, shrimp makes the Dirty Dozen list of seafoods that's most likely to pick up toxins.
Toxins.
The shrimp you buy at the grocery store may contain antibiotics, cleaning chemicals, and even toxic pesticides.
Because we all know how much those octopuses like to spray pesticides in the ocean, and now the shrimp are swimming through it.
I don't know where that comes from, but...
Okay.
See, now with shrimp, like, I eat shrimp.
Where did this information come from?
You can look it up later.
Okay, I thought maybe you knew where it was.
I do know. It's a website called Cheat Sheet.
Oh, I know. I didn't know if the study about the shrimp, if they...
Oh, that specifically? Yeah. No, I don't know. Okay. I don't have that information in front of me, because I frankly don't care that much.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I feel bad when I eat shrimp because I don't think the enjoyment I get out of the shrimp is worth the price that is paid for the shrimp.
What, their life, you mean?
No, I mean the actual price paid.
Oh, I love shrimp.
I don't really taste it much.
See, I love shrimp. I could eat shrimp all the time. So if there's ever a buffet place and it's
fried?
Got shrimp, I'll get my... Oh, fried or shrimp scampi or an Alfredo.
Takes me to Forrest Gump. Shrimp or hair. I can't remember any
shrimp or her.
Well, I can't remember all the
I think it's something like a pasta, isn't it?
Bubba lists off different
shrimp gumbo. Shrimp and gumbo is good too.
Eat shrimp.
Shrimp boil. Well, that's part of a Cajun boil. You put shrimp in there too, with some crab legs and corn on the cob and red potatoes and sausage. And
doesn't he spend like 5 minutes listing off all the different ways?
I think so. I don't know. Well, it's meant to look like he spent hours and hours on it. So
next is cheese food.
Cheese food.
Not actual cheese.
Like Velveeta or Cheese Whiz. Or
when it says processed cheese product. So we're talking about
food.
We're talking about those singles or block cheeses.
Whatever they're doing, I like it.
As Fine Cooking explains, these processed products, whether you want to call them cheese foods, imitation cheese, or almost cheese, are concocted not to have great flavor, but to have specific textures and melting properties that you don't get out of a proper cheese. These products are not legally allowed to call themselves cheese, which is why they're usually called cheese product. I eat them. You know
I
what?
Eat
I really
various kinds of cheeses.
You know, we went on kind of a nacho kick about a month or so ago.
Yep, I had nachos the other day.
I would love the nachos and then the chili that doesn't have beans in it. They throw in a can of that with the processed cheese product. Mix those together in microwave. Tasty.
See, I like the processed cheese product with some hot sauce, maybe some taco meat.
Yeah, taco meat, yeah. Same idea.
That's...
Up next is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, a lot of stuff on this list.
And I think it's only on here because it looks gross. It says mayonnaise contains an animal product. ... I'll skip part of the quote. And is remarkably slimy and jiggly. Now, I love mayonnaise. I mean, I love salad dressing, too. you know. The,
so now.
But I also love actual mayonnaise.
This is a debate in my house, too.
Which one's better?
Which one do you use?
I would prefer mayonnaise.
Like Hellman's or something like that?
Any kind of mayonnaise, yes.
See, I like Miracle Whip. I don't see a difference. I don't know how they call it salad dressing. I don't know.
There's a difference.
No.
I don't know why they call it salad dressing, because I don't know anyone that actually puts
mayonnaise on salad.
Miracle Whip in their salad, but they have to call it something for a generic
name. Well,
you
can, like a fruit salad, you could add some Miracle Whip to it, but to get that creamy fruit
but
salad.
But I would prefer mayonnaise. I just think it has a better texture and a more tang to it.
You know, I prefer Miracle Whip. I mean, I'll eat Hellman's, don't get me wrong, but my wife was like, it's got to be Hellman's. Oh, well, fine.
So you have both in your house?
No, I just buy Miracle Whip.
You have both
in your house? No, she'll eat whatever I've got, and I'm the one that buys it, so I buy Miracle because it's what I want. So,
gotcha.
It's not as militant as the Jif Skippy debate.
Yeah.
So anyway, you prefer mayonnaise because you like tang.
Up next on the gross foods list is canned mushrooms.
What?
The FDA legally allows 19 maggots and 74 mites in a 3.5-ounce can of mushrooms. And that's why
never
it's on the list.
Never found a maggot or a mite in my mushrooms yet.
I don't know. It's legally allowed, apparently.
Doesn't mean it gets in there.
No. Up next, frozen berries. This is kind of a surprise one.
I don't eat many frozen berries.
The FDA allows up to 60% of frozen or canned blackberries and raspberries to contain mold.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want moldy berries.
I don't eat frozen berries so very often.
Up next. Oh, gosh. I'm glad I'm not within striking distance here. He's going to get upset about this one.
Here we go.
We're just passing things along here. Ground beef.
I'm listening.
The claim here is that ground beef contains a lot of fillers. Waste meat and fat. It also could contain ammonia. Could get organic ground beef, of course.
I've never gotten any ammonia in my beef. And of course it can contain meat from, because ground beef was intentionally supposed to use some of the lesser desirable meat cuts that are still have protein intact. And you can also grind out of prime rib if you want to.
No. I'm fine with ground beef.
And you're supposed to have fat in it because if you want a good burger, there should be some fat in the burger.
No, I'm good with ground beef. Just like the chicken nugget debate. It really doesn't matter how it's made or what it's made of as long as it's good. And it is. We're good here. We like meats. Next up is maraschino cherries.
Maraschino cherries.
Okay.
You don't know the word maraschino?
No.
Oh, Lord. What have you been living?
I've never heard of a maraschino cherry.
You've never heard of a maraschino cherry?
No, never.
Those little jars of cherries in the fruit aisle, the glass jars, or the cherries they put on a shake at any establishment that puts a cherry on top?
I've seen
a maraschino cherry.
Okay, I've seen them.
Oh, my God. You don't know. Oh, my God. That's one of the unforgivable gaps in your education.
Really? The fact that I don't know what a maraschino cherry is?
You really? That's like not knowing what cheese food is.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, their signature bright red hue comes from cochineal beetles.
Good.
Manufacturers boil the beetles to yield the dye. Probably not a problem unless you're vegan.
It's a natural dye.
Doesn't change the taste of the cherries.
So it's a natural dye.
Okay. Yeah, but still ground up beetles. I just don't think about it. Finally on the gross...
You don't even know what it is.
Right. Finally on the gross food list, Parmesan cheese.
Oh, thank goodness.
The grated cheese you buy at the store uses cellulose, also called wood pulp or sawdust, as filler. Same ingredient keeps the shredded cheese you buy in the refrigerator case from clumping up, too. Ah, who? There's nothing wrong with eating a little bit of lumber.
I'm not a Parmesan cheese fan, so. I only use it for one thing, so. Well, two things. It goes in lasagna sometimes, and in my five cheese grilled cheese sandwiches, I'll use it.
Gotcha. I'd eat pretty much almost all those.
I'm glad Spam wasn't on the list.
Because I don't even think Spam's considered food.
Oh, Spam is the bomb, dude.
I haven't had Spam in a long time.
Oh, fry up some Spam with some processed cheese food. Or Spam and eggs.
Processed meat products.
Spam, spammy. It's a Monty Python bit. Either you know it or you don't.
I'm familiar with that. Just not maraschino cherries.
But you don't
know
maraschino cherries.
Yeah. Supposed to like me to start with WTH file?
We can. I don't care. Whatever works.
Why don't you start? Because we have an update on a story we previously discussed.
Yep, breaking news. The result of the Virginia House race that we talked about yesterday, thought on December 19th, Tuesday, after a recount was thought to have been won by a single vote, has now been changed yesterday to a tie. The three-judge panel found that one vote hadn't been counted because it was thought to have been marked incorrectly, but it did show the voters' intent to vote for Republican David Yancey. That was what was determined by the three-judge panel. That means the final court is tied between him and Democrat Shelley Simmons, who thought she'd won by a single vote, which in itself had been a reversal from the initial pre-count tally, which had Yancey ahead by 10 votes. Now, under state law, the winner will be chosen by chance, with the Board of Elections probably picking one of their names out of a hat.
This is like 2000 all over again.
Southern politics at its best.
There are going to be lawsuits about looking at...
picking his hat.
Nah, there will be lawsuits, and they'll be analyzing every single ballot and...
Making the whole thing crazier, the outcome will likely decide which party controls the House of Delegates. Whichever one wins, that party will retain will have a 51-49 advantage. Well, actually, the Republicans get 51-49, or if Simmons wins, it'll be 50-50, which means the parties will have to reach a power-sharing agreement, because as we discussed yesterday, they have no scenario for if there's a tie in the House.
That'll be a mess. That'll be playing out for months. Okay, so let's go to a Target store in Massachusetts, where a woman is accused of trying to steal more than $1,000 in clothes, accessories, and home goods. Melissa Allen decided to get sticky-fingered during a Shop with a Cop holiday event attended by dozens of police officers. Allen's charged with larceny and resisting arrest.
Shop with a Cop.
Dozens of cops in the store. Great time to try to steal something.
So you go steal at another store because they're all busy.
That's right.
Not that we condone stealing.
Of course not.
A naked man was shot in Chicago after making a scene at a T-Mobile cell phone store. So it wasn't just a random naked man being shot, but...
It would be weird to be walking and get a new cell phone and there's just a random naked guy there.
Customers say the man was causing a disturbance and had slapped a woman. Well, that's unforgivable. A customer who has a concealed carry license shot him in the leg to get him to stop. The guy was taken to the hospital and currently in critical condition. Expected to face charges, but it's known if the shooter will face any. Well, this is what's disturbing, because he has a license to conceal carry, but Chicago bans all guns. So this could be interesting.
Well, I'm sure they'll sort that out. Well, there is a town in Connecticut that apparently you might want to be a resident of, or wish you were a resident of, because it would get you land in Scotland.
Scotland!
Residents of the town of Scotland, Connecticut, can now claim to be landowners in Scotland, the actual Scotland. The Scottish land preservation company Highland Titles says it is giving all 1,694 residents of the Connecticut town a single square foot of land on its nature reserve in Glencoe Wood, Scotland. Along with the land, the residents will get courtesy titles of Lord and Lady of Glencoe. The company sells forest land in small parcels, so they can't be developed. So it's kind of like buying part of a rainforest or whatever.
Hmm.
What would you do with your square foot of land in Scotland?
Play golf! The cricket stick! Sorry, that's a whole other bit.
No.
Or have a sheep.
You can't even fit a sheep on a square foot of land.
You raise my square foot of land, and I'll just have to rent the other square feet from the neighbors.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll be standing on while he's grazing mine.
Glad you got that figured out.
Okay, so obviously frat houses are known to be party places in college, right?
Yes.
I'm sure you were when you were in frats, right?
I only entered a frat house once in my college career, and that was on another campus.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm a good boy.
Police in Bethesda, Maryland, were called to a rental home after neighbors complained about a party at the residence. Police say the house is occupied by 6 20-year-old members of the fraternity Sigma Alpha Epsilon's American University chapter.
Sigma Alpha Epsilon.
There was so much booze at the party that the air inside the house, just the air, registered a .01 on the breathalyzer. Since the 6 students refused to tell the police where they got the booze for their party, dubbed Tequila Tuesday.
Tequila Tuesday. That
Tequila
means
Tuesday Hoy a las 2200. On Facebook.
Does that mean that happens every week?
Yeah, apparently. They were charged with 126 counts of allowing underage possession of alcohol and furnishing alcohol to a minor. The air blew a .01.
Okay,
Mother Nature blew a .01.
So you have Friday and Saturday, which are just party nights, and then you had Thursday, an excuse to drink on Thursday. Now you have Tequila Tuesday, so what are Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday?
Well, Sunday's usually recovery day, I'm sure. Oh. Friday, Saturday, Mondays go restock for Tuesday, and Wednesdays replenish for the next 4 days again.
You just got to come up with a creative name so you have an excuse to drink every night of the week. Whiskey Wednesday, I suppose you could go with.
Master's Monday.
What?
McMaster's Monday.
What would be an alcohol that would start with M? Just a general alcohol drink.
Martini
Monday.
No,
there you go.
Margarita
Monday. Margarita Monday. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, martini. You know how to make a proper martini?
No, I don't know how to make
you
a.
You take olives. You take gin, vermouth, and an olive, and pour them in the trash where they belong, and drink whiskey.
I'd give you credit for that, but I'm pretty sure I saw that on a meme on your Facebook page just
a
couple days ago.
That's why I called it back, because it's true.
Finally, two women were caught on video fighting at a Chuck E. Cheese in Indianapolis.
We haven't had a good Chuck E. Cheese fight in a while.
This happens way too much at Chuck E. Cheese's. The women threw punches.
A kid can be a kid.
Yeah, and pulled each other's hair as several children looked on frightened. Witnesses said the women exchanged some words before fighting, but it wasn't known what they were arguing about.
Tokens.
The women left the restaurant before the police arrived, and no one has been arrested.
Gotta love it. Haven't had a good Chuck E. Cheese fight in forever.
Okay, then. So that's going to do it, I think.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a little break for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in the new year.
Okay.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Indeed. And...
You doing anything exciting for Christmas, or are you keeping it low-key this year?
Well, no, that's the weird thing. Like, all the family Christmases are pretty much done.
So you have really nothing to do.
Don't have officially anything to do on Christmas, and then apparently our immediate family Christmas is going to be pushed into, like, February or something. Like, I won't
February?
Even get... No, not really. But...
So you race to get all those last-second Christmas gifts?
I know! No, it's going to be sometime in January.
Hmm. Huh.
Although I'm thinking, I better go get cards now, because if I wait till like after Christmas, there won't really be any Christmas cards left.
No, probably not. Well, I mean,
unless they're discounted or something.
Next Tuesday, Valentine's are going to be out.
So.
And Easter bunnies. And 4th of July.
Not quite, probably.
Getting close.
So anyway, we'll take a break. That's a lot of exciting things coming up in January to get ready for.
All right.
So enjoy the... Next, almost 2 weeks.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.